Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I am going to bring you up to date on everything bigger, better, and more than Ozempic with my amazing colleague, Dr. Danielle Bilardo. Say hey, Danielle.
Hi, Dr. K. Hey, everyone listening.
Well, so Danielle's a cardiologist, and she believes a lot in plant-based nutrition. She's been one of the pioneers, I think, in getting everyone in the medical field to understand the medical benefits of Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, all of these weight loss shots. You and I did a podcast on Wegovy and weight loss shots so many months ago, like 10 months ago, way before this was trending.
Exactly.
So I feel like we started this trend.
We did. And so, yeah, and I'm so excited to be here and chat with you, especially because, you know, like you and I were just discussing off mic, that there's a lot of misinformation about these medications roaming around out there, and trying to clear up some of the most recent rumors, especially one that people are hearing about muscle mass loss when patients take these medications. And so first and foremost, you know, as a cardiologist, I was just telling Dr. K, one of my favorite things about these medications, GLP-1 receptor agonists is the class of medications we're discussing. These are the medications that are either Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. You may have heard those are the three most well-known. Other ones are things like Saxenda, liraglutide. But these medications work by slowing gastric emptying in your GI tract, which means that you get full faster and you stay full for longer. They also work to decrease hunger by changing essentially the appetite signaling from the hypothalamus of the brain. The reason why as a cardiologist we love these medications so much is because in every single clinical trial, they have shown to reduce cardiovascular risk factors drastically. So whether that's high cholesterol, hypertension, so high blood pressure, blood glucose, diabetes risk, in every individual in these trials, which is really phenomenal if you think about it, Dr. K, that we have a medication that people just think about aesthetic for weight loss, aesthetics-wise, but that has such an impact with cardiovascular disease prevention when heart disease remains to be the number one cause of death for men and women in the U.S.
That's pretty, it's outstanding. Like, you are literally saving lives and getting people off of a handful of pills that they have to take every morning. So if you're a medical professional, why prescribe pills, blood pressure pill, insulin pill, you know, all of these medicines when we can just reduce weight and obesity and get people healthier? I think that's incredible. 10% less risk of stroke and heart attack and cardiovascular death.
There's so much amazing just in the future of these medications, in the way that we can use them in risk reduction and cardiovascular disease prevention. There's so much hope. And this is why, as a cardiologist who uses these medications frequently, I like to debunk some of the myths. So one myth I wanted to talk about today. So recently, everyone's been talking about how if you go on Ozempic or any GLP-1, you're going to lose all of this muscle mass and you're going to have this huge problem with muscle mass loss. Mm-hmm. So where did that come from? Well, they looked at, in some of these trials, they looked at DEXA scan. A DEXA scan is looking at your different kinds of measurements in what's going on in your body volume and body cavities, whether it's water, muscle mass, or adipose tissue. Adipose tissue is fat. Well, when people lose weight, if you're losing weight with just diet or if you're on one of these medications, regardless, we usually cite the average amount of the number that goes down on the scale. Usually about 70% of that number on average is going to be fat tissue, so adipose tissue, and then about 30% is going to be muscle mass. This is on average no matter how you lose weight. And so the issue is with these medications, which is a positive one, but has its downfalls if you look at it, you know, if you don't look at it from, you know, the 500-foot view, is that these medications work. Mm-hmm. So they actually do lead you to lose weight. So when you are looking at individuals who take these medications, they are losing weight, they are achieving a lot of fat loss, but what comes with that? Muscle mass loss. So what do we recommend for patients taking these medications? Well, I recommend for all patients, whether you're on a GLP-1 or whether you're just doing diet or exercise or whether you want to stay the same weight, we always recommend doing resistance training. It's mm-hmm. super important for health, for bone density, for preserving your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Incredibly important. So people always focus on protein intake. It's important to remember that protein intake is important, but only in the setting of strength training. If you're not doing enough strength training, then it doesn't matter if you eat a gazillion grams of protein in the world, you will not build or maintain muscle mass. So what is the gold standard? Try to get at least 1 gram per kilogram of body weight of protein per day. Mm-hmm. For some people, that may be higher. The RDA.
0.5 for some people.
Exactly. Yeah. So the RDA recommends 0.8. I think the literature shows that's too low. We recommend 1 to 1.2 at the lowest grams per kilogram of body weight per day. So you can calculate that yourself. But for some people, for active individuals, certain individuals, that may be as high as 1.6. So to find out what works for you, you can only see a registered dietitian, but just try to aim for at least 1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram body weight of protein per day. Focus on protein sources that are plant-based or lean protein or things like fatty fish. And then add in resistance training 3 days a week. It doesn't need to be at the gym. It doesn't need to be with a personal trainer. It can be body weight resistance, things like Pilates, yoga, things using your own body weight, home YouTube videos.
Yes, push-ups and squats.
Push-ups, squats, even without weights, just using your own body weight. This is really important. And so in summary, the most important thing is that whether or not you're taking GLP-1 medications for weight loss or whether you're just trying to maintain your weight where you are, strength training is important, especially for women, especially for bone density, especially for longevity and health for life.
I think muscle is the fountain of youth.
Fountain of youth.
You literally become frail and decrepit and gaunt and fragile if you don't have bone density and muscle mass.
Exactly.
I actually think that's the next frontier of anti-aging is building bone density and muscle mass.
100%. So work on building that muscle, getting your lean protein in, staying hydrated, eating your fiber, and don't worry about the fear-mongering in the media about these amazing life-saving medications.
I think that people who stated that, you know, muscle atrophy and muscle loss was happening for Ozempic patients, that was just like a wild headline that went
viral.
So viral. And I hope it didn't derail people from getting on these amazing drugs. Because if you can reduce your risk of heart attack, stroke, and death by 10% and not be obese, your life will change dramatically.
Dramatically. And also, most important point, too, is that even though we love the cardiovascular risk reduction, it's also patients' quality of life. The amount of patients I have who tell me the food noise is gone. I just feel like I can live again. I can focus without spending my entire day, night, every minute of life dieting. And they feel like they can just focus their energy into more, you know, different ventures or into their family or focus on their kids' play or different things. And dieting no longer, you know, takes over their minds. Unbelievable. And that's shown in, you know, how the new research now, they have multiple randomized controlled trials looking at semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy, in alcohol use, because they're finding that these medications preliminarily may be reducing certain reward-seeking behaviors in that pathway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting. Some semaglutide patients lose that craving for alcohol, or alcohol just doesn't hit them how it used to.
And anecdotally, people are even reducing, are saying that they are reducing things like gambling, shopping, different sort of reward.
It's all behaviors. This appetite-driven behavior. And I think it's incredible. And now, so there's new drugs on the horizon. If you've heard of Ozempic, you've heard of semaglutide, wait till you hear about Mounjaro. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Mounjaro is the newest and best kid on the block. It's the actual chemical name of it is called tirzepatide. It's in the same family as Wegovy and Ozempic, which are called semaglutide, but a little different. So instead of being just a GLP-1 receptor agonist, Mounjaro is a GIP-1 receptor agonist, which is another incretin hormone. And Mounjaro's trials have been pretty clinically significant. So whereas in the Ozempic and Wegovy trials, they showed essentially with semaglutide about 16% weight loss you see in a bit over a year, about 68 weeks, which is before we thought that was the most unbelievable thing on earth. That was mm-hmm. groundbreaking. Mounjaro then came and said, hold my drink. And they came through with 21% weight loss in individuals on this medication. And they actually compared it head to head with semaglutide and found that exactly equal safety and side effects. Mm-hmm. So it's just pretty magical. And Eli Lilly has in a phase 2 trial a drug that's even more powerful than Mounjaro. And so the bottom line is these medications aren't going anywhere. They're getting better and better. And in 2024, Victoza, which is liraglutide, is going to go generic.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. going to be amazing. Right now, patients are really having a hard time getting prescriptions for these drugs. And the cost out of pocket can be up to $1,000 a month for Mounjaro, yes. which is weighty. But I mean, on the other hand, how much money have you put into Weight Watchers and keto diets and diet books and things that just don't work? So it might be really beneficial. But word of caution, I have way too many ads popping up in my phone mm-hmm. for getting semaglutide compounded at some yeah. crap clinic where they charge $100 for a shot. And I don't want people getting into that. Why should they not?
Yeah, so super unfortunate because a lot of people are getting scammed. So Novo Nordisk, who makes Wegovy and Ozempic, has come out and said, you know, they have not released the semaglutide molecule. And by the way, I have zero conflict of interest. Dr. K knows this. I do not take any funding from any pharmaceutical companies. You can look that up on CMS.gov. And so I am actually not defending the pharmaceutical companies for any other reason than patient safety. And I want my patients to get the best and safest medications. The unfortunate thing is compounding pharmacies have lots of workarounds, and compounding pharmacies can be great for certain things, for skincare, for certain things they can do really great work. But for an injectable medication that we already have an FDA-approved version, to send people with a compounded version that is, you know, Novo Nordisk, untested, and they compound it with things like B12, things like that, is dangerous. So what have I seen in my practice? I've seen patients who were told they were getting compounded semaglutide, and they didn't lose weight for 6 months, so they were essentially getting some sort of placebo. I had patients who've gotten infections from it. There's a concern for endocarditis risk. I mean, there is just, as a cardiologist, you look at these bottles that they get these in,
yeah.
and you're just thinking, this is endocarditis waiting to happen.
It's very janky.
Whereas you get, when you get the FDA-approved version, you're getting a sterile, very well-studied, randomized controlled trial version. And so here's the thing, is that I would say it's not one or the other, meaning, oh, either I pay $1,000 or I have to go to a compounded pharmacy. No, you need to see a physician who will help you get it covered, because even if your insurance doesn't cover one of them, it may cover a different one. And it may cover even one of the ones that maybe isn't the best one, like Saxenda, like liraglutide, but you may be able to get at least one of them covered by your insurance. There's other options, like getting Ozempic from Canada. You know, there's different things you can do. Now, you know, even using Rybelsus, which is the oral option, there's different things you can try to do that are safer. Just working with the physician that will help you is important. And I also think to note too is that I've seen a ton of patients who say they see doctors who tell them, I'm not prescribing that for you. You're taking the easy way out and you're not working hard enough on your weight loss, which is so offensive. And so as a physician, you know, I want to apologize to any patients who are listening who've experienced that kind of fat phobia from their physician who said, I will not prescribe you this medication because, you know, you should just be working harder. Unfortunately, we have to spend a lot of time educating our fellow physicians on the importance of these medications, how life-saving they are, how safe and effective they are, because that is a huge problem, is our own colleagues who haven't caught up with the science yet.
It's so true. And there is so much of that fat phobia. So but much. The reality is that you can work out all the time.
All the
you
time.
Can try to starve yourself and eat very low calorie content, and you can still have this midsection of visceral fat that's so hard to mobilize and move.
Absolutely.
Metabolic changes. And the more we learn about obesity, the more we're going to uncover these. But this is a treasure that
treasure.
You guys need to tap into.
Treasure.
Treasure. You guys need to check out Dr. Danielle Bilardo. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Danielle Bilardo MD.
Perfect. So
thank
that
you for
is
having me.
Golden nuggets of knowledge. I'm so glad that we did that podcast so long ago.
We got to keep educating people.
Yes. Break down the myths and teach us about the good new stuff coming.
Yes.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find our amazing collagen powder. I love this as my big beauty hack every single day in my coffee. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.